We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Blizzard conditions across much of northeastern U.S. We've got the story.
Fire damages a house just south of downtown Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday, we got to 35 for the high in Wichita, but today, Arctic air has brought our temperature into the deep freeze. Our complete forecast in minutes.
KNSS breaking news. Authorities say a woman was wounded when gunfire went through a Kansas City, Kansas house during a Christmas Day gathering, and that a man was killed when he came out of the house. Kansas City Star reports shots fired in an alley penetrated the house Monday night, sending the woman to a hospital with minor wounds. A man in his 70s was hit by more gunfire when he went out of the front of the house. He was found dead in a neighboring yard. Police spokesman Patrick McCallop says there appeared to be a family gathering at the house, and detectives were interviewing those who were there, as well as neighbors. No suspects were immediately arrested. Again, this is in Kansas City, Kansas. Dreams of a white Christmas became a nightmare for folks in New England when a blizzard expected to dump about a foot of snow in some areas. Worcester, Massachusetts resident John Fagu planned to spend Christmas Day in Connecticut, but old man winter stopped him cold.
I said, there's no way I'm going to get the cars cleared off and the sidewalk shoveled and all that stuff and get in the car and get down to Connecticut for 1 o'clock. So I'm missing a really nice dinner.
The white Christmas brought bitter cold to the Midwest, with wind chills below zero in some spots.
A house fire south of downtown Wichita on Christmas afternoon. Just before 1:30 Monday, firefighters were called to the 900 block of South St. Francis, finding flames throughout the second floor of a two-story structure. No injuries reported. That house was vacant.
Wichita police say a man using a shotgun took cash during a robbery at a New Way sandwich shop Christmas Eve in the 3400 block of East Harry. Police say a man reported another man pointed a shotgun at him and demanded money as he was leaving the business. After the victim handed the robber cash, the suspect fled the scene on foot. The victim was not injured in the incident. Victim said the suspect was wearing an orange hoodie.
Police Chief Gordon Ramsey tells KNSS News every Wichita patrol officer is now equipped with a body camera.
Sergeants don't. I'd like to find some money. It's a fabulous program, except it's very expensive. About $380,000 a year, which yet isn't budgeted, and I have to come up with that money every year to pay for that.
Ramsey says the body cams have resolved 119 complaints in which citizens have viewed video of cases involving them and found something different from the way they remembered the incident.
Several people are dead after a holiday fire in Iowa.
A Christmas morning fire has killed four in the eastern Iowa town of Bluegrass. Firefighters responded to the home shortly after midnight Monday morning. Four people were in the home at the time. Officials say one person did make it out, but later died at a hospital. The three other victims died inside the home. The state fire marshal's office now investigating. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
A highway patrol officer in California's Bay Area has been killed while on duty. His partner was injured when a suspected drunk and stoned driver slammed into the back of their patrol car.
33-year-old CHP officer Andrew Camilleri was killed on Highway 880.
Today he's left behind three children, a wife, brothers and sisters, children that were expecting his father to come home and help open Christmas presents. But instead, he chose to work today.
Assistant CHP Chief Ernie Sanchez says Camilleri and his partner had pulled over on the shoulder of the highway when a car slammed into them from behind, driven by a 22-year-old man whom Sanchez said was drunk and had been using marijuana. The other officer in the car who was injured, Jonathan Velasquez, was treated and released from a hospital. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Kansas State football fans gearing up for tonight. It's the K-State football team playing in the Cactus Bowl. We'll have a preview coming up in sports.
A Wichita police horse has died. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, December 26th. Yes, the day after Christmas. Wichita State University plans to offer an online bachelor's degree in Homeland Security beginning next spring. The Board of Regents has approved the proposal to offer students an overview of Homeland Security with an emphasis on law enforcement operations. Wichita State officials say the four-year program is designed to appeal to people wanting Homeland Security jobs in law enforcement or private security companies.
Saturday, the Wichita Police Department mounted unit suffered the tragic loss of one of its horses.
The horse named Champ had a large cone vulvus causing him to suffer unrelenting pain. After performing diagnostic procedures, it was determined that his GI tract ruptured and humane euthanasia was necessary. Champ served honorably as a mounted unit horse for 6 years. He was known for his kind and gentle disposition. Champ was loved by the community and his mounted unit officers. Zeb Campbell, KNSS News.
Congress has a long to-do list when they get back to work in January, including funding the government and fixing the DACA program. Republicans are also bracing for what may turn out to be a difficult election for them next year. Fox's Chad Peregrim explains.
Tax reform is not always an electoral lock. In 1981, Republicans passed tax reform, the famous Reagan tax cuts, and guess what? They lost 26 seats in the House of Representatives. In 1986, they passed the last major tax reform effort, and voters rewarded Republicans by taking away 8 seats from them, turning them over to the Democrats, and giving Democrats the Senate majority. It's not a winner, necessarily, if passed as prologue here. Right now, the generic ballot, in terms of your average voter, which way they're going to vote, tilts in the favor of Democrats by a staggering 13 points.
Senate Republicans will only hold a single-seat majority in the Senate after Alabama Democrat Doug Jones is sworn in. KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And we have already this morning had one instance of a auto theft being reported to the Wichita Police Department. We know when the weather gets this cold, people will go out, start up their vehicle, or, you know, start it remotely, kind of let it run, warm up a little bit. Well, if you're going to do that, just either don't or make sure that you're inside of it and the door is locked. One of the two, because the auto theft being reported already had that one this morning. And just be cautious out there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. You're definitely going to be tempted to want to go warm up your car this morning. It is bitterly cold. I mean, the cold air really settled in across the entire state this morning, easily in the single digits. It's 14 degrees here in Wichita, and then you add insult to injury, the wind on top of that. It is gusty at times, and it's a cold breeze out of the northeast at 19 miles per hour. So the actual feels-like temperature is -3 degrees. So it is bitterly cold, some of the coldest air we have seen in quite some time. And really, for your afternoon, we're not expecting much of a warm-up. So kind of what you're getting this morning is what you'll get for the afternoon. We'll climb all the way to 22 for the high. Winds really are going to be a big factor and really won't let up much. So your wind chill, the actual feels-like temperature, easily in the single digits and even the teens. So just a raw back to reality after Christmas Day, a nice long holiday weekend. And it looks like we will thaw out later in the week, but we just have to get through this brutal wind and even the brutal cold.
Well, yeah, but tomorrow it's going to warm up to what, 24, 25?
A whopping 25 degrees, yeah. So, you know, you got to look at the positives with this forecast.
Well, it's nice to have you on the air the first time with us, and you bring us such a really crummy forecast. Thank you so
much. Sorry, I hope I can change something later in the week.
Well, you got bundled up, though. You guys have, I hope you're warm on the set over there. It's,
I've got two space heaters, one in my lap.
You're
like,
kidding.
That's how cold I am.
Well, that's taking care of business right there.
Absolutely. I don't mess around this morning.
Okay. Thank you, Laura. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon this morning. And again, her first time on with us, and she brings a cold weather. It is 7:12 now, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. Usually on Mondays we have Crime Stoppers Update with Detective Wendy Hummel, and she is graciously considered to join us here on a Tuesday morning. Good morning, Wendy. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. How are you?
You probably heard, and I know that's last Friday, the police department was giving out that annual warning about warming up the cars, and
You want to reiterate that for us, that those things can get stolen, huh?
Well, of course, it's tempting, especially on a morning like this morning. But you're really putting yourself at risk by leaving that car unlocked and the car running, keys in the ignition. So, but it's tempting on a morning like today. I can vouch for that.
Okay. Well, now, have you got a Crime Stoppers case for us to look at this morning?
I do. So this week we're featuring something that happened back in the beginning of December. It happened inside of the Wesley parking garage at Wesley Hospital. A black Hummer H3 vehicle pulled in to the parking garage. It looks like, from video surveillance that we've got, it's an Oklahoma tag. Went into the parking garage with a U-Haul attached, and it come to find out that U-Haul is also stolen. And they loaded two very nice motorcycles inside of the parking garage right directly into the U-Haul. So one of them has already been recovered. It was recovered about a week ago, the Harley Davidson. But the one that's still outstanding is the Yamaha. The Yamaha was recovered. The Harley is what's still outstanding. So,
okay.
Obviously, we've got some good shots of the guys that loaded them into the U-Haul. We've got a good picture of the vehicle. So we'd like somebody to give us some information on who these guys are and maybe where that second bike is.
I don't think I've ever heard of that particular, just exactly somebody doing something like that, going into a parking garage with a trailer. Obviously, they knew where the motorcycles were and how to get a hold of them, huh?
Right, exactly. And, you know, who knows if maybe they were there and it was just kind of one of those things where it was a crime of opportunity. They saw these bikes and they decided to go in, or they'd been there earlier for some reason and then they decided to come back with stolen U-Haul. So there's really no telling, but it's pretty clear that they spent a little bit of time, especially loading one of the bikes into the U-Haul and just took off with them.
You know, many of us listening right now, I'm sure, have been in that Wesley parking garage. I've been there a few times, and usually there are people all around the place. And how these guys were able to do that, maybe they were there late at night or early in the morning, you think, and no one was around, huh?
Well, it doesn't look like anybody else was walking around in the parking garage at the time that this happened, because
yeah,
the video is pretty clear. I mean, we've got parked cars, and so I don't know if they just kind of got lucky. But, of course, you know, people could be walking around in the distance and not really paying attention to what they're doing either.
Well, and you know, somebody would look at that and say, well, okay, maybe those are their bikes they're picking up, and not even think a thing about it. So,
Right, exactly.
But you've got the video of it. It's on the webpage, right?
Right. We've got it on the webpage and on our Facebook page.
Okay. You know, just to reiterate, because people may be tuning in, they don't know what Crime Stoppers is all about. You use donated money. The private sector takes care of this money, and your anonymous tips, they remain anonymous, and you can give up how much money on a tip for a crime then, Wendy?
So typically we can give up to $2,500, and usually that higher amount reserved for pretty high-profile crimes, but you're exactly right. All that money is donated 100% from people in the community.
All right. So thank you. Appreciate it. And the Crime Stoppers update with Wendy, Detective Wendy Hummel. And again, the Crime Stoppers phone number, don't forget that, 267-2111. If you've got a tip, maybe you could help us out, 267-2111. All right, 7:16 now here on Tuesday, December 26th. And again, a cloudy, cold day yesterday. We thought it was cold when it hit way up to 35 degrees, but today, we may hit half of that. Normal high for the date, by the way, yesterday and today, about 42. So we're going to be way below that. On this date in 2015, the Christmas season wasn't very merry for residents of the Dallas-Fort Worth area as four tornadoes struck the Metroplex. There were no injuries, but four tornadoes hit Dallas the day after Christmas 2015. All right. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. It is Sports Time with Ted Woodward, and we are talking about a football bowl game tonight involving the Kansas State Wildcats, right, Ted?
Yeah, the purple out in force tonight for bowl game, Cactus Bowl. It's in Chase Field in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. Kansas State taking on UCLA. It's a rematch when these two teams met in the very high-scoring Alamo Bowl from 3 years ago. K-State and UCLA, the Bruins are 6-6. Wildcats come in at 7-5. K-State has won four of its last five games and is favored by a touchdown going into this one.
This is the fourth time K-State has played in this bowl game, although it's been under four different names and in three different stadiums. They won the Copper Bowl back in the early 90s. It's also been back when the game was in Tucson. It's also been called the Insight.com Bowl, the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl, and now it's the Cactus Bowl. K-State is in a bowl game for the eighth straight season. Of course, Kansas State has played in 21 bowl games all time. 19 of those are under current head coach Bill Snyder. K-State, UCLA, and the Cactus Bowl. Live pregame coverage from Phoenix begins at 7 o'clock tonight. The game will kick off at 8 o'clock this evening. And that's all on Sports Radio KFH. Listen tonight on 1240 AM, 97.5 FM, K-State in the Cactus Bowl. We'll be talking pro football tonight here on KNSS. It's the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. That's at 7 o'clock tonight, right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Of course, the Chiefs coming off a Christmas Eve win over the Miami Dolphins, clinching back-to-back division titles for the first time in franchise history. And the Chiefs will have a home playoff game coming up next month as well. So a lot of good things to talk about tonight. 7 o'clock this evening on the Chiefs Kingdom Show. College men's basketball, the new Associated Press poll coming out yesterday. Jayhawks and the Shockers moving up. Wichita State back into the top 10, moving up three spots to number 8 in the nation this week in the AP poll. Kansas up three spots as well, up to number 11 in the nation, as the Shockers and the Jayhawks jump over Kentucky, Miami, and North Carolina.
Wow.
In the polls this week. Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
Pro football on Monday Night Football on Christmas Day yesterday. The Pittsburgh Steelers go into Houston and wallop the Texans 34-6. The starting offensive left guard for the Steelers is B.J. Finney from Andale, Kansas. The former Kansas State Wildcat, part of an offensive line for the Steelers yesterday that allowed zero sacks on the day. Ben Roethlisberger stayed upright and led the Steelers to a huge win at Houston. The Steelers right now are the number 2 team in the conference with 1 week to go in the regular season. Red-hot Steelers have won 9 of their last 10 games. And we got a good birthday today. Good baseball birthday. Chris Chambliss is 69 years old today.
Wow.
He was one of the early stars for the Wichita Arrows.
Saw him play.
I'm sure you did.
Out at
Lawrence
LD.
Dumont Stadium.
Yeah.
Of course, they called him up. He was the Rookie of the Year in the American League for the Cleveland Indians. Went on to win a couple of World Series rings with the New York Yankees.
I think he did a big home run against the Royals one time,
yep.
too, didn't
yep.
he?
Yeah. Chris Chambliss, he had some...
He might even be married to a Wichita woman, or one
Ooh,
time
Ooh, I forgot
was.
About that. I think he might be right.
May have been, or maybe still is.
Happy birthday to good baseball guy, Chris Chambliss. Former Wichita Arrows player, 69 today.
I'm looking at some coverage in the newspaper this morning. That there's speculation that this is Bill Snyder's last year at K-State, because they've been speculating that way for a long time. You got any thoughts on that, Ted? You think he's 78 years
old. Could this be his final game tonight, the Cactus Bowl? He's 78, and he's not said whether he's coming back or whether he's
staying. That's him, right?
So we don't know.
He's not going to tell you until he's darn good and ready. All right, Ted. 720.
That in itself has fueled some little bit of controversy because, you know, if you leave, you kind of whoever the new coach is kind of in the lurch. It's pretty late in the process to start recruiting and
right.
things like that.
Right.
If you make a coaching change,
yeah.
So right. we'll see what happens.
All right, 721. Keep it here for the Rush Limbaugh morning update. How California handles its criminals. That's on the way. Hey, it's time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS here
Ooh.
On a frigid morning. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. You can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.